At this point, I think we are ready to describe Freud's psychodynamic model. As we've already discussed, threatening material is repressed. It's pushed down below the surface of consciousness, away from the eyes of the king. A critical aspect of Freud's theory that we have not yet discussed is his conceptualization of this process as an energy system with a constant amount of energy. The implication is you can push something down into the unconscious, but it doesn't go away. According to the law of conservation, the energy is conserved. The neurotic symptoms then can be understood as substitute expressions of this threatening material. The cure then involves determining the meaning or cause of the symptoms and allowing it back into consciousness. But this can be difficult because repression can be unrelenting and there are many guards employed in its service. And then, if that isn't difficult enough, Freud also suggested that symptoms are often overdetermined, meaning that there can be more than one event causing it.